This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
We seem to be hearing a lot about defence around the world and right here in Australia. Well, across in Germany, they are looking to compensate gay service people for past discrimination. Germany's cabinet on Wednesday approved legislation that would provide the compensation to gay service people who experienced discrimination over 20 years ago. The decision comes 2 months after the defence minister issued an apology for decades of discrimination. One of the interesting things I found about this was it will also look at discrimination from the old East Germany. So it will take in all parts of the United Germany. And where there was this discrimination, which was people who were either thrown out of the army or so-called rehabilitated, they're eligible for 3,000 euros, which is... What would that be, Paul?
I'd have to get back to you on that one.
Do you think that makes a difference?
I think it's good that it gets recognised and the monetary amount, the getting an actual monetary amount will help. It's unlikely that whatever amount of money can actually compensate for what they've had to go through.
Yep, I totally agree. A conversion therapy?
Well, this last week, two judges declared one of the law anti-constitutional. So it was a law preventing children struggling with sexual orientation or gender identity to be offered conversion therapy. There's a 2-2-1 decision in the Court of Appeal. That's in Florida. And no surprise, the two judges that decided to overturn this law were appointed by President Donald Trump. And so it's actually quite sad that this is happening because of all the harm that we know conversion therapy is doing. So the American Psychiatric Association came out against this and said, that they're saying the practice often assumes that homosexuality is a mental disorder, saying they oppose conversion therapy.
And right here in Victoria, we've just had laws drafted to ban conversion therapy. I think it seems to be that next step for countries that have achieved, I guess, a certain level of rights, be it same-sex marriage or the like. They're now pushing into other areas of conversion therapy, which is just, it's a horrible, as we've said here before, it is so-called conversion therapy because people don't convert and it's not a therapy. So at this stage, it is just in the one state in Florida, is it?
Just in Florida at this stage, yes.
And something to keep an eye on.
But I don't know that they have widespread bans on conversion therapy. It's probably state specific. I don't know. I might be talking out of turn here.
I think in our podcast's previous discussions on this, it's actually not that many countries that have banned it. Mm.
Exactly, yeah. Paul, you've been keeping an eye on China for us. They've got their census coming up.
Yes, they have, and they do theirs a bit slightly differently to ours. It's not online. They've actually got 7 million people wandering around going door to door, collecting the data on their 1.4 billion people.
With clipboards.
Yes, why not? Nothing wrong with a good pen and paper. But there's been a campaign going to actually get same-sex couples to declare their status in the census. So they're using the tagline, they are not your roommate, they are your partner. And the idea is that if enough people declare their relationship on the census, then they will stop becoming, they will stop being invisible to the Chinese as far as policy making and social life is concerned to the Chinese government. So often same-sex couples in China actually hide their status and they refer to their partners as roommates. And a survey in 2016 found that of the respondents, 5% hadn't told anyone outside, so they hadn't come out to anyone outside the family, and even it was less than 15% that actually told the family.
So when the person's standing in front of you with the clipboard, that they want them to say, yes, I'm gay or lesbian.
They want them to say that the person, other person in the building is their partner. Yes, they do want to actually make them. They're asking people to take a stand and be counted. As in a relationship.
I understand the form doesn't have a section which says that it's in the other box. The questioner needs to tick the other box. Mm. So we're others.
Mm. Yes.
Well, it's a small step forward in China, and that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.